Between dinner and bedtime, I am continuously hungry and keep eating. Some good for me and some not. I think it's stress hormones driving the hunger. Suggestions? Yeah, I mean, I would recommend that you look at that new doable hunger worksheet so that you can get really clear on what your physical hunger symptoms are. Okay. And then there's emotional hunger too. Those are different. So physical hunger is always about, I call it the bouncer of the stomach. You check in with your physical stomach. There's a bouncer there. He works for you. His job is to make sure that you only eat when you're hungry and that you never let in more food than is enough. So you just ask your bouncer, am I hungry or am I feeling hungry? Those are two different things. Like emotional feeling is different than physical hunger. So that's where your work is to figure out, are you thinking thoughts that are creating emotional hunger for you? That's different from checking in with the bouncer of your stomach. So I'm going to leave you with this. We always eat in response to a thought, but we never eat only because of a thought. You always have a thought to eat. You recognize, oh, I'm thinking about eating. And then you check in with the bouncer of your stomach. Can we eat? And if he's like, nope, not hungry, he will never lie to you, by the way. Your mind, your thoughts to eat, they'll lie to you all day long. Those are the old shitties. So do both. Recognize your thought to eat, then check in with your bouncer. You'll have your answer. If you're not hungry, you just say to your thoughts, we're not physically hungry. What else are we looking for? Or maybe we just have a habit of eating when we're not hungry. Okay, we're just not going to eat. We're going to extinguish that habit and program the new one.